Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, syndicated television columnist, Mike Hughes. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Well, you were telling us about a great new show.
Yeah.
And Lone Star was right on my to-do list, with Jimmy Walk, the area guy who was a U of M grad, and it sounded very, very promising.
I already had his Emmy reserved for him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, maybe there can be a separate category for Emmys with two shows or less.
That's right. That's just incredible. The third episode is supposed to be tonight at 9 o'clock on Fox. The show has been canceled already. This is just an incredibly fast cancellation, particularly for a major show. This is one that Fox pushed heavily. It's one that most critics raved about. Matter of fact, the TV Guide called Jimmy Walk someone who was about to be a star. This is a kid from Bloomfield Hills. He's only 25 years old. He's fresh out of the University of Michigan. Absolutely fantastic job he did in a show about a real-life teacher with Tourette syndrome 2 years ago. He comes back with this thing, greatest performance you've ever seen. The show is canceled. After 2 weeks, it won't be on tonight. I mean, that...
No, it's the greatest performance I haven't seen.
That's right. You haven't seen, and most people haven't seen. It's really tough to say what happened here. Frankly, everybody who saw the show thought it was extremely well done. But not that many people even sampled it. It wasn't like people watched it the first week and then quit the second week. People didn't watch it the first week.
What happened to building an audience? Haven't we seen some great shows that took a little bit of time for this to start percolating?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've seen shows like All in the Family and the Dick Van Dyke Show that were well into their second year before they got going. Glee was a long, slow ride, but it's doing great now. Modern Family and Glee, if you take just the ratings for people 18 to 49, they're like the number two and three shows on TV, not counting sports events.
Well, how bad were the ratings of this? Like Jimmy Walk's mother and father weren't watching or what?
Well, what basically happened was, if you take the rating that House had, and House is a very good show, at 8 o'clock, then the rating for Lone Star at 9 was less than half of that. So over half of the people who watched House did not stick around to watch Lone Star. Some of them switched over to the event because the event has gotten so much buzz and so forth. Some of them switched over to other stuff or caught Dancing with the Stars partway through. But for whatever reason, people didn't even try the Lone Star. And I admit it was a tough concept because the notion was that there's a guy who's a very good con man, and he has two different cons and two different wives in two different cities, okay? And you could say, hey, we watched JR con people for years. But JR in Dallas was someone we knew who was bad, and we were waiting for him to fall. But this was someone who was a basically good guy who'd been taught to con by his dad. And we were supposed to kind of root for him and yet know what he was doing was wrong. And it was just a tough moral slide. And most people, apparently, when they heard about it, just said, I don't want to watch it. So people didn't watch it the first week. People didn't watch it the second week. Fox has pulled it already. And that, to me, is just dismaying. That
how many episodes did they have in the can of this, Mike?
I'm going to guess 8. That's just a guess.
Somewhere so could we see it as a summer replacement or see it in a different time slot?
Yeah. Nobody ever uses the word canceling anymore. So even they don't say it. They just say it's no longer on the schedule. But Fox has, on occasion, taken a show off and then said, whoops, we meant to put it in the summer, and then run the rest of it straight through in the summer. What I wish they would do, because to me, this was a hard show to maintain forever. I'd like to see the show have an ending. In other words, I'd like to see you take the 6 shows that you've made so far, make about 2 more episodes, and wrap it up, and then show the whole thing in the summer.
Yeah, make it like a miniseries.
Yeah. The best case of this ever was this show that was on NBC. It was a cop show at 10 o'clock on Thursdays. I'm not going to think of the name right offhand. But they had made 6 episodes of it, NBC. And suddenly NBC said, oh, we're not going to air any of them. And people said, not going to air any of them? This was a good show. It had 7 episodes the year before. What's this all about? So TNT bought it, and they ran all 13 episodes, the first 7 that aired the first year, the 6 that NBC had never aired, and now they're making new episodes. And it's a decent show. It's called Southland. It'll be back sometime this year. So, yeah, that's the best-case scenario. Don't let something just die in a vault somewhere. Wrap it up some way. Let people see it some way. But
you said Southland, right, not South Fork, right?
Yeah. Who knows? Some things for the South end do good and some don't. But, yeah, Southland, it'll be back sometime. Keep hoping and keep looking for Jim Cook and whatever he does the next time. Sometime this kid's going to be a star.
I know you will let us know the next time he surfaces. Yeah. You are his PR staff right now.
Absolutely. And incidentally, if you the show that replaces it now is called Lie to Me, and that's going to be at 9 o'clock tonight after House. I'm sure the House episode is great. Every House episode is great. For Lie to Me to do that, that opens up a Wednesday spot in November, and so what happens is Human Target's going to move over there, and what that means is Fox is abandoning Fridays, which is really interesting. Fox was pretty ambitious and was going to have Human Target and The Good Guys on Fridays.
All right, far be it from me to question the wisdom of Fox, but why would they semi-abandon Fridays?
Fridays has been a lot of debate over. Everybody abandoned Saturday a long time ago. There are no new scripted shows on Saturday. There are only a couple of, like, cop shows and a lot of reruns and some college football games. No new scripted shows.
Okay.
The debate has always been, what about Friday? Do you have to abandon Friday, too? I mean, let's face it, all of us aren't out going to nightclubs on Friday.
Right.
Frankly, I've had a few Fridays when I didn't go to nightclubs.
One or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
A couple times I didn't go to disco. Okay, so does everybody have to abandon Fridays? Well, CBS does great on Fridays, and that might be part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
CBS got started very strong this year. This Tom Selleck show, Blue Bloods, got off to a great, great start on Fridays.
What's the deal about Martin Scorsese on PBS?
Okay, what I'm saying is it's a great week for PBS in general because Scorsese's got American Masters tonight about Elia Kazan. Okay, that should be good. 9 o'clock tonight on PBS. Then tomorrow night, there's a Daniel Ellsberg documentary, and I talked to Ellsberg, and it's just a great, great documentary about him. He's the guy who turned in the Pentagon Papers.
Right.
Then on Wednesday night, a Michael Feinstein special at 8 o'clock, and then Macbeth at 9 o'clock. And I got to admit that I don't watch a lot of Macbeth or Shakespeare, but this is Patrick Stewart, and it's a really, really stylish, strong production. But I was just thinking, when you look to put those shows together, you realize that when PBS is good, it's really good.
You know when you would really enjoy Macbeth, Mike?
Okay, when?
When Jimmy Walk is in it.
I love that. I can see that. Jimmy Walk plays such nice guys all the time. He's such a nice guy in real life. I'd love to see him slay a bunch of kings. I really would.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Saturday Night Live.
Okay, yeah.
And more ups and downs on the Spartan Stadium elevator.
Oh, man. I mean, the first week was pretty good, and they had Amy Poehler back on, and a good episode overall, and I thought, okay, they're back on track again. This is good. Then last week's thing, just nothing. I mean, very few. Almost every sketch they did this last Saturday was a one-note sketch. That's it. They did one gag, and then you extend it for 7 minutes. No. Think of a second gag, people. Please. Some things work. I mean, the weekend updates work. Those little films they do, the digital films work. But so many of their sketches were just so lame. We'll see about this week, because this week, Jane Lynch from Glee is going to host.
Okay,
that's very
okay.
Promising.
Yeah.
That's the third straight new one they're going to have, and that could be. But speaking of hosts, everybody was saying, oh, Betty White gets an award because she hosted it at the age of 88. Okay. Ernest Borgnine was on last week. He wasn't the host, but he was on. And Ernest Borgnine's 92. So he beats Betty White by a long ways. Betty White is now a young chick by those standards. The only catch here is, Borgnine had the weirdest role you've ever seen. He didn't say a word the whole time. All he did was smile and applauded throughout a whole sketch. So
maybe that's all he was capable of doing.
You know what? This guy can go on forever. Borgnine can do anything you want at the age of 92, but he seemed happy just to applaud and smile. But they're moving up their age bracket there, that's for sure.
I have one more question for you, and you mentioned Saturdays and football.
Yeah.
And local specials.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them around here, but seems they do very well. I know that they can be money trees for the local affiliates. And Channel 6 has a great one coming up Saturday before the Michigan State-Michigan game. Why don't we see more of these? Are they just too labor-intensive and costly to produce?
Yeah, they are, and but you're right. The people who do them, it pays off. So I really don't know why they don't do it. Incidentally, tell me now, because the game, what time are they going to run the special on?
They're going to run it 11 to noon, right after the Jack and Tom show. No, they're running it right after in the morning, and then they figure, hey, people will be watching Big Ten football from that point on, and the Michigan State-Michigan game kicks off a little after 3:30. So you would be able theoretically watch it and then head down to Ann Arbor and sit in traffic for 2 hours.
That could be. And you know what? This is the first time in several years where people have really, really been interested because both teams are up. Hey, Jeff, when was the last time that there was the U of M-MSU game when both teams were undefeated?
1999.
That recently?
Yeah.
Really?
1999. They were both undefeated. And believe it or not, Michigan State won that game. We're going to talk to Bill Burke about it in just a few minutes.
Wasn't Jeff Smoker. It was Bill Burke was the quarterback.
Bill Burke was the quarterback. Michigan State that won that game. It was Bill Burke and Tom Brady. And Michigan State went on and finished 10-2 that year.
So every time Tom Brady dates some starlet and is on Saturday Night Live, Bill Burke can sit there and say, that's nothing. I beat him.
There you go. We'll ask him about that.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.